Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there?
Not much, man. You know, we got a lot of major stuff to talk about in the world of sports, especially in the NBA, with both the 76ers finally setting the NBA record with 73 wins. Also got to talk about Kobe Bryant's last game. The Black Mamba strikes again for the last time. We're going to talk about that. The, you know, dire situation between, you know, the Mets and the Yankees, you know, this season. And luckily for them, the baseball season is a very long season. So, well, we'll get into that as well. Talk about hockey with the Rangers battling, you know, the Penguins, and also the Islanders versus Panthers. And, of course, you know, we'll talk about what anything else that's going on in the world of sports and even sports entertainment with WWE and what's going on with the, you know, recent influx of NXT superstars infiltrating Raw. So, you know, we'll talk about those stories and much, much more. And most importantly, the most important part of the show is that, folks, you can call in 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. So with that said, thank you for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Rameau. He's Macaulay Matthew. And, yeah, man, let's tip off with a little NBA news, man. And, man, Kobe Bryant really went out with a bang, man. The Black Mamba on Black Mamba Day. He basically surpassed his former teammate Shaquille O'Neal's challenge of scoring 50 points in a game, you know, to end his career. And, of course, as you all know, Kobe Bryant went on a tear in the fourth quarter. Man, he was just unstoppable. He was like, he was in NBA jam mode. I mean, boom shakalaka. This guy scored 60 points, including the game winner, and he just, man, he was just in another world a few days ago. What's your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, man, he couldn't be stopped. He looked like Kobe of old, you know, driving around people, shooting that fadeaway. Yeah, it was vintage Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba, you know. He had the game winner, too. Yeah, man, I don't know, I think he scored like, what, it was 15 to 20 points in that fourth quarter or something like that. I don't remember the exact number of points he scored in the fourth quarter, but he went on a tear in that second half.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. He was unstoppable, man. That was throwback Kobe with the afro and everything.
Yeah.
He might as well put on the number 8 jersey. He was just torching them, man. And congratulations to him, man. A great way to end his career, you know. The way how the Laker fans and the celebrity, you know, fans, you know, / bandwagon people, you know, they were celebrating like it was Game 7 of the World Series, of the NBA Finals. But, you know, in all honesty, it's the end of an era. You know, very similar to Derek Jeter's, ending of his career when he got the game-winning, you know, walk-off hit for the Yankees. And, you know, as I've said many times for many, many years, you know, Kobe Bryant is the NBA version of Derek Jeter. I mean, they're both legendary players who spend their entire career, 20 years career for the same flagship franchise, you know, and they're both 5-time world champions, and, you know, they're just clutch.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great comparison between the two players, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, he is clearly, without a shadow of a doubt, the closest player we have to Michael Jordan since Michael Jordan retired.
Yeah, he's this generation's Michael.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, congratulations to him. You know, he gave the Lakers fans something to cheer about. Yet again, I mean, this guy, he's amazing.
Yeah, and 60 points, you know, in his final game. I mean, that's the way that you go out, man. You can't ask for a better performance in your last game ever than that.
Absolutely. And no legendary player scored that many points. I mean, usually, you know, a legendary player, they leave, you know, because, you know, they stay too long and they don't have it anymore. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those players, they play on other teams that, you know, unlike, you know, the team they're, you know, famous for. Like, for example, Patrick Ewing, you know, he spent his last 2 years away, you know, from, you know, a Knick uniform playing for the, you know, Supersonic and the Magic.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of players, or even Yogi Berra, the late great Yogi Berra. You know, he played most of his career with the Yankees, won 10
mm-hmm.
championships, and unfortunately for him, you know, by the time he played with the Mets, he was, you know, that was the end of his career. I think he went, what, 2-for-9 or something like that. And apparently, the guy he faced, he's usually, in his career, he owned that guy. But once he saw he couldn't hit that guy, you know, it was time for him to hang it up. So, you know, of course, he became, a head coach for both, not a head coach, a manager for both the Mets and Yankees, and arguably the only manager to take both New York teams to the World Series, and he lost to the World Series both times, you know. But, yeah, man, a great, phenomenal performance by Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, as you know, all NBA fans know, I was flicking back and forth, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the NBA fans and listeners were as well, because not only while that game was going on with Kobe Bryant scoring 60, the Warriors, they were this close to making history. They previously beat up the Spurs in San Antonio, which is just as difficult as beating the Warriors, you know, in Golden State. And if you don't believe me, ask Celtics, because Celtics shockingly beat the Warriors recently to end the Warriors' impressive home record, undefeated record streak. And the Warriors did the same. They beat up on the San Antonio in the second-to-last game. And with that coming into the last game against the Grizzlies, I was like, hey, if they could beat up the Spurs in San Antonio, they got a really strong shot. You know, they tied at that point after beating San Antonio. They tied the record with the 96 Bulls, which, of course, as you all know, Steve Kerr was part of that team. And he's, as you all know, currently the head coach of the Warriors. And so going into that game, I had a strong feeling they would get that record. And sure enough, they beat the Grizzlies, and now they're the first team in NBA history to win 73 games, 73-9, and they're the only team in history to go to not have a two-game losing streak the entire season. So that's something worth to be said. So the Warriors, you know, they're looking to go back-to-back, and game one, they beat up on the Rockets, you know. Now they got 15 more wins to go. So what's your whole thoughts on the Warriors this past week?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great accomplishment, you know, winning 73 games, breaking the Chicago Bulls 1995 to 1996, 72-10 record, you know. It was great, you know, but, you know, there's still more work to be done. You know, the playoffs are starting right now. They did win their game today against the Rockets by blowing them out. So they're 15 wins away from the championship. So, you know, there's still more games to play. You know, the season's not over yet. So the Warriors got more work to do. So there were that 73-win record was great. But if they don't win the championship, it's not going to mean anything.
You're absolutely right. And Warriors showed that they meant business. They beat the Rockets. Final score, 104-78. And the Warriors, man, they got that. They're on another world right now. They're the team that they're clearly the team to beat yet again. And you know, even though the Knicks are not in the postseason, this looks like it's going to be a real interesting postseason.
Yeah. It's all about the Warriors right now, whether or not they could complete this great season that they've had with a championship and, you know, win their second title back to back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you heard, but Damon Green was saying that Michael Jordan, you know, gave the team his blessing to break the record, you know. And
yeah,
he said that if they don't break the record, he's going to hold Draymond Green personally responsible for not breaking the record. But, you know, they did their thing. They not only set the record, but now it's business as usual. They won game one of the, you know, of the playoffs. And they're going to try to win three more against the Rockets. And, you know, James Harden, you know, he's going to try to get them to bounce back. And Stephen Curry, he's questionable for game two because he has an ankle injury. So I'm pretty sure he's gonna find some way to play, you know, game two if it's humanly possible. So
yeah, it doesn't look like it's serious. He left, you know, during the game, and they benched him because, you know, at that point the Warriors were blowing out the Rockets, so they didn't want to put him back in the game to risk any further injury. So, but it looks like he's gonna be okay. So
naturally,
yeah.
And in other Western Conference news, the Thunder, they defeated the Mavericks by the final score of 108 to 70. And, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, he's going to be a free agent, you know, soon. So, you know, the window of him winning a championship with the Thunder is going to end if he doesn't re-sign with them. Because, you know, there's rumors he might sign with his hometown team, Warriors, or go on another team and try to go for the title.
Yeah. Maybe Lakers even, you know.
Maybe Lakers. I mean, they're short a superstar.
Yep.
They got that aura and mystique, like, you know, you reference many times for your Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that wouldn't be shocking at all. And speaking of another team with Aaron and Mystique, the Celtics, they fell to the Hawks in a close one, a nail biter, 102-101. So the Hawks lead the series 1-0, and this is the Celtics' first game back into the playoffs in a long time.
Yeah, and they played well. You know, they almost beat the Hawks today.
Yeah, they definitely did. And an upset, the Pacers defeated the Raptors in Toronto, final score 100-90. And the Pacers, to me, it's not a surprise because, you know, Pacers, they have, you know, they're playoff tested. You know, then again, Toronto has been playoff tested too these recent years as well, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Toronto gotta try to even up the series.
They gotta come back. Down on 1-0.
Yep, absolutely. And one team, the Pacers, probably the last time they went to the finals was when they eliminated the Knicks in the Eastern Conference final a few years ago. The last time the Knicks were good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard, Phil Jackson was blaming the media because, you know, he feels like the media is ruining it, is messing up their opportunity to acquire free agency, you know, because of the bad press and publicity the Knicks have been having these last couple of years because of their, you know, bad play.
Well, whose fault is that?
I agree. I mean, put a better team on the field and on the court, and you know, you won't have people criticizing the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, but sad to say, man, it doesn't look good, man. It's kind of like wrestling nowadays. The internet, social media, it's kind of killed, you know, Knicks, you know, getting free agency because, you know, you got TV, you got internet, you got, you know, you got cable and satellite. So you could see any game you want. So, you know, you don't have to go to a big market team to make money nowadays.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You could just do what LeBron James did and you pal up with another superstar player and try to win a championship. You don't have to go to New York to be a superstar anymore. You know?
That's true. That's
and that's
true.
That's the sad thing. And another thing that's sad is that Phil Jackson, he's not he's looks like he's only gonna go out, he said he's only gonna go after people he knows as the next head coach. So you know, that means Kurt Rambis is still in the mix of possibly being retained as a, you know, head coach. Nothing personally against Kurt Rambis. I mean, he was a, you know, he had a, you know, good career with the Lakers, you know, back in the days, and, you know, assistant coach during Phil Jackson's run, you know. But, you know, as you, if you look at the records of all of Phil Jackson's disciples, once they leave, you know, his coaching tree, you know, they don't do too good because, you know, in order to, what Phil Jackson doesn't mention is that for his triangle offense to work, you have to have two superstars, two future Hall of Famers in that offense, man.
Yeah.
And Knicks do not have that. I mean, Carmelo Anthony, yeah, he's a future Hall of Famer, but he's injured. And then you got Porzingis. I mean, he has potential, but I mean, he's a rookie, so I mean, a lot has to go his way, and he has to stay healthy. And as you know, he hasn't been healthy to end his career. You know,
exactly.
So the Knicks, they really need to go to the drawing board, and I don't know. They improved from their 17 win team from last year. What they got had, I think, 33 wins this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an improvement, but as you can see, it wasn't enough because Knicks are out of the playoffs. They finish off the All-Star break with a 22-22 record. It was promising, but then after that, they just fell off the face of the earth. And, you know, a follow is contemplating whether to opt out or not, which, I mean, he was a good player for us, but it would be best for him to leave, you know, one for his career because, you know, Rambis was thinking about benching him, you know, to make – and Rambis's thinking was that it would make him more versatile and more valuable as a free agent to see show his versatility. But, as you would assume, our father wants to start. And he had a great – he had a pretty good career with the Knicks.
Yeah, but he played pretty good this year.
I think he's going to opt out. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, if he does opt out, it will free up more cap space for Knicks to go after a superstar player. But they could have all the cap space they want. If they don't get the right superstar to come in,
it's not going to matter.
It's going to be another tough year.
Yeah.
Because they could have had LaMarcus Aldridge, but he only wanted to play power forward. He didn't want to play center. So that killed that, you know, chance. They didn't want to give Greg Monroe the max contract. So he, you know, he didn't sign with them. So, I mean, Knicks basically got to be like they were in the Amari Stoudemire mode. They got to overpay people because people are not going to – people, you know, these players, man, they don't have – not a lot of them have the intestinal fortitude to try to turn a team around. They all want to go on a ready-made team, a championship-caliber-ready team. There's very few players who want to build a team up from scratch and lead them to the promised land.
They're not patient enough to endure losing seasons.
They're not patient or loyal enough.
Because mm-hmm.
it's all about, and don't get me wrong, I mean, you should try to win a championship, you know, as many times as you can, but there has to be something for loyalty on both sides, on the owner's side of retaining your players, and the players to try to, you know, stick with their team and try to win a title.
But yeah.
This is the new age of the NBA. Nobody has loyalty. Very few players have loyalty. One of them just hanging up in Kobe Bryant. But, you know, a lot of these guys, man, they want the max money and they want to go to the, you know, go to the team that will give them the best chance to win the title. I mean, you can't fault them for that, but, you know, it is what it is. And as a result, it's a very sad state for the Knicks.
Yeah, gotta watch that Kevin Durant sweepstakes.
Oh yeah.
During the summer.
No doubt about that, for sure. And switching to the gears with the other Garden team, the Rangers. The Rangers they lost the first game to Pittsburgh. But fortunately for them, they bounced back Saturday and they won by the final score of 4-2. And Henrik Lundqvist, you know, he had a great performance. You know, even though he had a black eye, suffered from the first game, and he did his thing and led the team to get this victory.
Yeah, hopefully we could do the same thing that we did last year and beat these Penguins.
Oh yeah, because they've had the Penguins numbers lately, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah. Islanders are playing pretty well, I heard too. Although they fell to the Florida Panthers.
Right. Yes, Florida Panthers.
That series is also tied 1-1.
Right. And the Capitals they lead. Their series with the Philadelphia Flyers 2-0 after a 4-1 victory on Saturday. So that series almost wrapped up, and then you got the Dallas Stars versus the Minnesota Wild. Stars win a close one 2-1. They're up the Stars are up 2-0, and then you got the Kings, a team that we're familiar with, they were recently winning, the Stanley Cup against the Rangers
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're down a series 1-0, and I think right now in the game they're in second intermission. They're leading 2-0. Against the Kings. But yeah, so interesting playoffs going on with MLB, with NHL and NBA. So you got two local teams in hockey, with the Rangers and Islanders. And Islanders are going to play they're gonna play in Brooklyn, so that's gonna be a very first game in Brooklyn, so that's gonna be an interesting series right there.
When is it?
I assume it's tomorrow. I'm gonna have to check, or I should say, I think it's later today, but I'll definitely check to make sure. But switching gears to the MLB, the Mets. They're in a similar situation with the Yankees. They're both 4-6. Both have promising seasons, especially in the Mets. But the scary thing is that Matt Harvey is right now 0-3, because Matt Harvey these first three games he started off strong, and then afterwards around fifth or sixth inning he loses it, and he implodes, especially. This start he had on Saturday, man, he was like perfect for a little over four innings, and then afterwards, he gave up the lead in the fifth inning, and then the house just crumbled. He scored about seven runs or so, or close to it. Yeah, he definitely didn't have it tonight, for sure. But the promising thing is in Cleveland, the Mets bats have picked up. Granderson hit a home run on Saturday, to lead off the game on Saturday. Cespedes, he hit two home run. He hit home runs in back-to-back games. I think they were both three-run home runs, if I'm not mistaken. Back-to-back days, he hit, you know, 2 3-run home runs. Neil Walker hit home runs in back-to-back games as well. Diaz hit his first home run on Friday night. Conforto also went deep Friday night as well. But unfortunately, Saturday, Matt Harvey didn't have his best stuff. And as a result, the Mets tried to come back, cut into the lead. But unfortunately, the Mets fell 7-5 on Saturday. And you couple that with Friday night, you know, they had a 6-run lead because of the 4 home runs that they hit that game. And the Mets almost blew that game. They had to bring in Addison Reed. He's been pitched too much, along with Familia. Familia been pitching like at least 4 games straight. So they had to bring him to get the last out. He gave up 1 run to make it 6-5, but he closed down the door on Friday night. And obviously Reed and Familia didn't pitch today. And, basically the Mets fell 7-5 because of Matt Harvey, and the bats weren't able to tie the game. But, yeah, this one was clearly Matt Harvey didn't have it, and now he's 0-3.
Yeah, he needs to get his act together. I mean, 0-3, you're supposed to be like the ace of the team, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No excuse for that. And the Mets, their offense has been getting better lately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's picking up. But the pitching has to improve now.
Yeah. And DeGrom, he hasn't started yet because he first, he was awaiting the birth of his firstborn child. Also, he had back problems. So he missed his first start. Logan Verrett pitched in place of him. Verrett pitched well in that game in Citi Field. And then he was going to pitch again recently, but his back acted out up again. But not to mention his child, it was announced earlier on Saturday, right after the game, that his child was sick. And unfortunately, his child, his son Jackson, passed away, unfortunately.
Oh,
so
wow.
My condolences go out to Jacob DeGrom and his wife losing their firstborn child.
Yeah,
after
my condolences.
After days, it was born. So it really surprised me, because I didn't know the child was sick until after, their son passed away. So sincere condolences, go out, to him and his family.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
My condolences.
It really, puts, things in perspective, there's some things more important than a game,
Yep, that's true.
And I hope him and his family can, I don't even know what to say. I just hope they could somehow overcome it, even though it's, possible, to move on from, losing a loved one, let alone a child who was born, just days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really sad. And, shifting gears with the Yankees, the Yankees, they recently lost their game. And what's your thoughts on that? A-Rod's batting like 100.
Yep. He's not batting well. Yankees, they were early on, their offense looked good, but these last 4 games, the offense has been getting shut out. And, they've been facing good pitchers. Today they face Felix Hernandez, on the Mariners, who kept them at bay. I think Felix today passed or tied Randy Johnson for the most strikeouts by a Mariners pitcher. Yeah, and so he pretty much, you know, shut out the Yankees for several innings. I think Yankee batters were like 0-12 of runners in scoring position against him today. You know, so anytime you go against a great pitcher like that, I mean, it's going to be a tough day. So Yankees couldn't do much, and we ended up losing the game 3-2. And yesterday we lost the first game of the series to Mariners 7-1. Nathan Carnes, he earned a win. He pitched five innings, struck out seven, and we couldn't score in that game, so we lost 7-1. And yeah, we've now lost four in a row and 4-6. You know, we gotta play better. We gotta pitch better. You know, so tomorrow hopefully they win this not rubber game because we already lost a series, but hopefully we win this game to at least you know, redeem ourselves and start playing better.
Yeah, absolutely. The Yankees definitely they need to rebound. You know, they definitely want to redeem themselves from, you know, their first round exit to the Astros last year. So you know, it's a new season, and they definitely need to get A-Rod and the rest of the bats going.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, it can't be Sterling Castro being the only guy carrying the team.
Yeah. So have to play better.
They definitely do. And one quick note about the Mets. Bartolo Colon, he tied Pedro Martinez with 219 wins after his victory against his former team that he started his career with 19 years ago, the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, congratulations to him. Now he trails the Dominican Dandy, the legendary Hall of Famer Juan Marichal, who has 243 wins, which is currently the most wins by a Dominican-born player, pitcher, actually.
That's great.
So congrats to Colon, a former Yankee as well.
Yeah.
But lastly, shifting gears to WWE, and Shane McMahon, he's still got ownership. You know, he's still running Raw, even though he lost his epic match with Undertaker at WrestleMania. And now WWE has a tag team tournament. And, you know, it's interesting to see what they're going to do. Enzo Amore and Big Cass, they're making an impact, you know, off their, you know, despite the fact, you know, they had a successful career in NXT, despite not winning the NXT title. And it looks like they're going to have a feud with the Dudley Boys.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, they've been doing well in NXT, and now, you know, they're getting over in WWE on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, they definitely got a gift for the gab. And like Enzo Amore says, and you can't teach that.
Yeah.
So they got a promising future in the WWE. Another guys who popped up is the former Bullet Club members, Doc. Well, actually, he's back to Luke Gallows. You know, remember he was a former member of the Straight Edge Society, aka Festus, when he started his career, and he's with his teammate Carl Anderson. So basically, they attacked. I think was it the Usos? I think they attacked on Raw, shockingly. So some people are thinking maybe they might reform the Bullet Club, the group that they had in New Japan Wrestling, professional wrestling. They might reform it in WWE because Finn Balor, he used to be the leader of the group before he went to WWE, and AJ Styles took his spot on the team, you know, on the group. So they're thinking there's rumors that maybe they might reform the Bullet Club, but name it a different name because New Japan Wrestling has the rights to the Bullet Club name. So something, you know, worth, you know, noting.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if they did form, you know, a group, and maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. would reform too.
Yeah.
Because AJ Styles is, you know, feuding with Roman Reigns for the title at Payback. So Maybe they might form the group at Payback and Cost Roman Reigns the title.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because WWE definitely needs to come up with something interesting, because that WrestleMania was anything but unpredictable.
Yeah, it was. It's definitely needs to do better.
Yeah, because if Payback doesn't do anything interesting, the fans are going to be asking to get their payback. WWE, you know, just like a Janet Jackson concert, they're not going to give you your money back. I don't know if you heard about that, because Janet Jackson, she revealed that her and her husband are going to start a family. Mm-hmm. Like I think she said that like a week or two ago. And as a result, the fans who bought tickets, I think to her LA show and other shows, the tour, they're not going to get their money back, even though she's the one that canceled it.
It's messed up.
That is messed up. Hopefully she'll have a change of heart, but I doubt it. But I'm interested to find out what's going to go down on Raw on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Roman Reigns and the championship and the tag team division. And you know what, the women's division now.
No doubt. Yeah, we'll definitely keep you guys posted what happens with WWE on the next episode. You got any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAC, Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports and Legend every Saturday night / Sunday morning at midnight.
You're the guy. Check out my show every Sundays at midnight. As soon as the clock turns 12, think Sports or Religion on Block Talk Radio. And of course, before that, an hour before that, check out IMAX with Macaulay Matthews. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of Sports or Religion. I'm Wayne Ramon. He's Macaulay Matthews, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.